prevent them from committing criminal offenses again, and if they do commit them, to be able to solve them. About special protection measures, Mr. Gudbrandsson's question about online sexual abuse materials. Since 2018, the Netherlands has renewed its approach to combat child sexual abuse material, which focuses on three pillars: prevention, strengthening the investigation and prosecution of CSAM, cleaning the internet through public-private cooperation. In the last years, this approach has achieved good results. For example, CSAM is a priority for the Dutch police and public prosecution office. And in the Netherlands, an administrative authority is being established, which can fine companies who fail to take appropriate and proportionate measures. The European Commission is working on a legislative proposal to fight CSAM, and the Netherlands applauds an EU approach and is awaiting the proposal. Then the question about the bill concerning the sale of children in relation to surrogacy. This bill is currently being prepared regulating surrogacy in the Netherlands, and part of this bill is a proposal to criminalize paying for the transfer of parenthood of a child. This bill is still a draft law and has yet to be submitted to and debated in Parliament. And Article 2 and 3 of the optional protocol refer to behaviors already punishable under the Dutch Criminal Code, for example, as human trafficking or as a sexual offense. Then some answer on optional protocol on the involvement of children in armed conflict. And the concerns of the committee about the lack of explicit criminalization on the recruitment of non-state armed groups under the age of 18. Recruitment without government permission for the purpose of foreign military service or any other form of armed struggle is already a punishable offense. This includes the recruitment for non-state armed group as long as a criterion of armed struggle is met. The Netherlands has no jurisdiction of such recruitment take place outside of the Netherlands by a Dutch citizen or against Dutch citizens. While the penal provision is not specifically intended to protect young people, it does have that effect. And then children in the north of Syria, in the refugee camps. The children of Syria volunteers in the refugee camps are the victims of, first and foremost, the choices made by their parents. No child should be exposed to such conditions. Dutch children receive assistance from the Dutch authorities if they report for assistance to a Dutch diplomatic representation in the region. Up until the moment the child reports, they're in person, the parents, and in the case of the parents' incapacity, the local authorities, have primary responsibility for the child's safety and well-being. The Dutch Netherlands does not pursue an active repatriation policy with regard to Dutch citizens in Syria. The decision whether or not to repatriate a person will always have to be judged on its own merits. This involves a careful assessment of various interests. To date, several children have returned to the Netherlands because they reached diplomatic representation with their parents or have been repatriated. For example, these children included orphans or victims of child abductions. Once in the Netherlands, the Child Care and Protection Board draws up a return plan for each child known to it that has a link with the Netherlands, covering issues such as reception, school and safety before it returns to the Netherlands. During the first 3 months after their return, the children are under observance in a specialist institution, and an expert team examines the children and decides which type of care is required. As a result, the children receive care and guidance geared to their specific needs. And now I invite my colleague Rema Kiros to answer questions regarding migration issues. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the floor and thank